Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, some people say that the more money we come across, the more problems we have. And I think a lot of people would argue that point to say that might not be the case, because maybe money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you a few other things. And we always want to make more money. So how can we do this? We can work. That's number one, and pay income tax. We can invest. We can put money in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and all kinds of variable stuff, ups and downs, and be a little stressed out. And as you know, I work with retirees who are not really into the stress of the ups and downs of the market. I have people tell me, you know, Reyna, I can't afford or stomach that kind of loss right now. And I'm not putting money in any longer. So then some people will say, I'm going to put it in the bank. Okay, what kind of interest are you going to be earning, right? Somewhere between 1 and 6 maybe on a really incredible type of plan. So that's a possibility. And then some people say, hey, Reyna, I want to look at a fixed indexed annuity or a variable annuity or a fixed annuity. And it happens to be Annuity Awareness Month here right now. So why not talk about some of the annuities that a lot of people get shown and what some of the details inside of them mean, and what that means for you, because maybe we want to have some of those extra problems we come across with extra money. What are some problems that extra money brings you? Taxes, doggone it. Maybe attention. Maybe you become the Joneses that other people are trying to keep up with. Who knows? But either way, we all want to earn that. What does he say in Fiddler on the Roof? And he says, if money is a curse, may God curse smite me with it, or something like that. So love that movie. So now all those songs are in my head about how if I was a rich man, right? If I were a rich man, dubba 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 dubba. So how do annuities work? What do they mean? Well, I want to get right into the nitty gritty of things that you've looked at, may have been explained or had something explained to you, but maybe it didn't make sense to you at the time. There's two things we really care about in an annuity. Those are caps and participation rates. A cap is what it sounds like. A participation rate, once you hear the definition, it will also sound exactly what it is. It sounds like what it is. So a participation rate, I'm going to use that for this screen here because it actually has some showing on there. With a participation rate, we participate in a portion of the index we are following. So in this case, let's say we're looking at the S&P monthly average with participation rate, PR. S&P 500 monthly average with participation rate. This participation rate is 75%. So in this case, we, if we're using this index, we would earn 75% of whatever the monthly average of the S&P is over the course of that 12-month period. So if the S&P earned 10%, we're going to earn 7.5. If the S&P earned 20%, we're going to earn, 15, right? So, and anywhere in between those. So not too shabby if the S&P earns 10 for us to earn 7.5%. So people say, well, what's the cap? Well, a participation rate doth not have a cap. The participation rate percentage is essentially the cap, because you can only earn 75% of whatever it does. But Reyna, what if the S&P monthly average is a negative return over the year? Well, that's where a fixed indexed annuity will protect you. It does not lose money ever. It has a zero stop loss or floor or a vaulted floor, whatever you want to call it. It does not lose money. That is a fixed indexed annuity specifically. Variable annuities, of course, can take losses because they're variable. Now, the opposite of that, using our next little image here, is the cap rate. The cap rate is exactly what it sounds like. It's a cap. It's a ceiling. It's a lid. I just was able to visit Spain, and the big food there is tapas. Come have tapas. It's a tapas bar. It's a tapas food tour. Well, what are tapas? Well, tapas in Spanish means lid. And it used to be that when they served their beer, cerveza, they would cover it and put small items of food, whether it was nuts or olives or I would say chips now, probably not then, but, you know, something like that, a small portion of whatever. And it would top or be the lid on top of the lid of their cerveza, whatever drink they were drinking, usually beer at the time. And so it just sort of evolved. Tapas were used to be free. They would not cost you anything, but people wanted you to keep drinking. So they would keep serving you these snacks, usually salty, to keep you thirsty. It evolved. And then people now sometimes pay for tapas because they're just that small portion. So what is a cap? It's the tapas to your income earning ability. It's the maximum. It's the ceiling. I can think of other words, but I think you got it. In this case, this is a pretty old plan. This was written back in the day, kind of COVID time period. So the caps then were very low. So you see 2.75, 3.5. Let me correct that blanket statement. Some caps in some plans were lower at that time. Caps now, if we flip back to that first slide, you can see higher caps available now. You see here the second one down, S&P point to point with a cap, 6.5%. So there are caps that can be pretty high. You see also this particular one has a fixed interest rate of 3.25%. Some caps, some fixed rates are strong. Some are lower. It just depends on the plan. A fixed rate is what it sounds like. It's a declared interest rate that will be that regardless of the up or down of the market. So that's a declared rate. A CD is a great comparison. The CD declares that if you enter into it and stay for a year and a half, that rate will be 4%, 3%, whatever. You know, as long as you follow the rules, you get that interest rate. And we're all over that. Fixed rates can be pretty great. I like to use them in mixture with others because we never have a zero earning year. If the market tanked like a big dog, we would never lose any money in a fixed indexed annuity. But the fixed rate, in this example, if somebody put 25% toward the fixed rate, they know that a quarter of their balance is going to earn 3.25%. If the rest earns zero, we don't earn very much, but we still earn something. And so if you're being shown a fixed annuity or a fixed indexed annuity or even a variable annuity, a lot of people reach out to make comparisons. I think it always makes sense when anybody goes, you know, shopping, they commonly will get quotes, bids. They shop around because mama said, you got to shop around. Oh my goodness. That's a great one. Haven't pulled that one out in a while. You can fill in the blanks. The subject matter is a little different, but either way, you want to see what all is out there. You want to recon the horizon and see what options are available to you. See how many different ceilings you get shown, how many different participation rates. And sometimes one product may have a great cap rate on one particular index, but then everything else is incredibly low. Some plans will have a huge bonus and then decrease what their earning ability is annually thereafter. Some don't. Some have a big bonus. Some have high interest rates as well and participation rates and all that. But it's good, I would say, to get multiple options. Do we have people reach out for comparisons all day, every day? Do we have people reach out to make potential replacements? Like, hey, Raina, I have this old annuity all the time. And we always see, does it make sense to do so? Or are you in a Superman plan? I'm met with somebody today and we were looking at their numbers and looking at the plans. And I could easily make the change. However, it was not in this person's best interest. Their caps right now are very high. Well, higher than what some of these other plans to which we could move them are. They would be. There's no reason we would never decrease caps. Like to go from, say, a 7% to a 6. We would never. No, of course not. I don't need to shrink your ceiling. We want to increase it. Participation rates, we would never go from a 200%, you know, participation rate down to 70. That's no bueno. So you get my point. Comparisons are always great. We're here to make those comparisons for you, to show you what may be a great option, to do some comparisons. Some plans have other bells and whistles, income riders, nursing care, all this kind of stuff. It's always good to shop around. You saw my number, 850-450-6500. You can text me super fast and we can get scheduled for an interview, a review of your annuities, and we can get that to you straight away. Looking forward to chatting with you soon. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.